Okay, guys, coming off a tough loss at home and really moved on to Jacksonville, working on them, just going through them offensively. Good quarterback, scramble, you know, he can throw it, stay alive in the pocket. He's got the ability to escape down the field and run. He's got a lot of yards rushing. Running back-wise, they've actually done pretty good. I know they've been banged up at the position, but Ivory's done a good job for them all year, and, you know, switching in and out the different backs that they have by committee has been beneficial to them in the run game. And I know they've had some injuries at the tight end position, but, you know, still, you know, there we got to be careful with the matchup there. And then outside at receiver, do an excellent job of body positioning and, you know, nine stops and nine goes and those types of deal outside. So we'll have our work cut out for us this week. Questions?
From a scrambling perspective, anybody that Bortles kind of reminds you of?
I mean, I don't really like to get into comparisons, but, I mean, he's got the ability to not only, you know, be efficient running the ball down the field. I mean, he makes guys miss, and he'll escape up inside. He'll come outside. So we've got to do an excellent job with our front as far as our rush lanes because, you know, that's a problem when you get a scrambling quarterback. If he can keep it alive and keep moving the sticks in a third down, then, you know, that'll be critical for us. So we got to do a great job of understanding that as far as our linebackers, as far as our front, as far as the rush lanes and where we got to fit, complementary off that, staying in the coverage down the field for when guys try to adjust their route once he does start to scramble because he will scramble and throw it, and he can also run with the football. I think Anthony has, you know, schematically, I mean, he's played for us. He's had to start games for us. I think schematically he understands what it is we're trying to accomplish and, you know, everything we're expecting out of the position. So we just, right now, going through the week of preparation with the different packages that he's involved in, just looking for him to keep getting better as we go through the week. And we think we'll, you know, he'll go out and execute what we're trying to get done.
When you play an offense that gives it away as much as they have, how does that impact? You know,
excuse me again, I didn't hear.
When you're playing an offense that gives it away as much as they have this year, how does that impact, you know, game planning?
Well, I mean, we've been very fortunate. Our guys have, you know, one thing they do is run to the football and have created turnovers for us throughout the course of the year. So that's been a big emphasis for us at the start of this year, and they've been pretty consistent at it going through the year. Really, we just have to, you know, you got to make sure that you're doing your job and then those things, that's how you finish. And our guys do a good job of finishing at the ball. So hopefully, you know, we'll have the opportunity to create some turnovers this weekend and force them in some bad decisions because of the coverage, because of the rush. I mean, they just don't, you know, automatically have it. It's a combination of everything working together to be able to get those. But it's definitely a turning point in the game, especially, you know, it's critical to winning and losing. So it's definitely an emphasis that, you know, we know going in it we'll try to accomplish.
Jordan, here without Harrison for any stretch of time, what kind of a loss is that for you guys defensively?
Well, you know, Harrison Smith has been a consistent player we've had on defense this whole season. And, you know, what he brings to us defensively, you know, he'll be missed if he's out. But, again, you know, we just work with the guys that we got at practice and preparation, getting them ready within the different packages for what we're expecting to do. And, you know, we expect them to be able to rise up and be able to handle the jobs that we ask them to do and be able to help us be successful in what we're trying to get accomplished. So, yeah, I mean, Harrison's going to be missed, but, you know, we're just looking for him to he'll work to get back. There's no doubt about it, as tough as he is. And the mindset that he has, we know he'll be working to get back. But in the meantime, we've got to get the guys here, get them prepared, and get them ready to go.
He's been so versatile, though. How does that change what you can do defensively?
Well, I mean, from our safety position, of course, you've seen Harrison blitz. You've seen him play back in the half field. You've seen him in the middle of the field. You've seen him down covering tight ends matchup-wise. So we're going to do a lot of those things. You know, we're not going to change sort of some of the criteria. It's just about how much and how the matchups are from what teams are trying to do from week to week. So our biggest thing is to try to get our guys in the most advantageous position for us all to be successful.
Anthony, even close to as versatile as Harrison?
I think what you'll see us do with Anthony, I can't tell you exactly what we're going to do. I mean, I think you'll see a skill set. You know, in the past when he's made a play, we've you know, he's been down in the box. He's blitzed off the outside edge. We've seen him in the middle of the field. We've seen him match up and have to cover. So, you know, a lot of similar things. And, you know, that's what we do as far as watching those matchups from week to week and what we're asking people to do.
Coach, what makes Kendricks and Barr such a good duo together as far as working together at the defense?
I, I think their familiarity with each other, the communication, because they've done it so much together, and understanding pass offs. I mean, that's critical in underneath coverage. And then their, you know, their God-given talent to just be able to match up underneath with backs, with tight ends, even sometimes with receivers. And the whole thing is understanding leverage, understanding, you know, what you're trying to get accomplished and what offenses are trying to do to us. And when they get caught in those critical matchups, they've been able to be successful because, you know, they've been able to use their ability and understand what it is we're trying to get accomplished.
Stadium after last week, you just say to Zim, hey, don't worry about this, I got this?
No. Trust me, we're glad he's back. And, you know, it was great in preparation last week, and the same thing this week, you know, as far as the preparation, getting ready to go play, that's been our focus and concentration. All right? Thank you.